Warning, this podcast contains vulgar language, controversial topics, and a dumb sense of humor.
So grab your globe, dial in, you and Kelsey might learn something.
Fuck you!
Where's the Amazon again?
Fuck you!
Enjoy!
We are back.
Again.
Did you miss us? We know you did.
I missed you.
Me?
No.
Oh.
The audience.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, the good thing is we have like a faithful 10. I think it's a faithful 10 that watches every week.
You know what? Somebody told me today that they think season 2 is so much better that they've actually been listening to every episode.
Hey.
You know who you are.
If you
bring this back up to me, I'll know.
Yeah, I think the quality is just, it's just, you know,
yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
And, you know, we don't have to use background music in order to flush out the traffic passing by and all of those good knickknacks that we kick to the curb.
Yeah, it is. It is much better now.
Yes, but... Yeah.
You know what I saw the other day?
That
just kind of like threw me off guard.
What?
I was in the McDonald's drive-thru.
The what?
The McDonald's drive-thru.
McDonald's. I thought you said Magnolia's.
Oh, yeah. Same thing.
Okay.
Pretty close.
Right.
Because, you know, my dog ate my Burger King sandwich and I didn't feel like going back to Burger King. So that's besides the point.
Yeah.
She enjoyed it. Until
I saw
her eating it, and then she no longer enjoyed it.
I bet she still liked that fucking sandwich.
I bet she did. She was very sad the rest of the day, though.
Yes.
Anyway, do you know what they have on McDonald's employees now?
Name tags.
They have name tags, but they used to have name tags, so that's no. They have minor badges on their name tags. If they're a minor.
Oh, you know, Walmart does that too, in a way.
In a way?
Yeah. So, what is it? Your name tag has, like, color behind it.
Okay.
At Walmart. And I think if it's gold. Either way. One way or the other. Like, if it's gold, you're either above age or underage. Or if it's blue, it's above age or underage.
See that, like, it made sense when I worked at the casino that was a thing.
Right.
Because you got stuff as employees and, you know, if people knew you, obviously they were probably going to let you on the floor. But if you're a minor, your tag says minor.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yep.
So that made sense. But I saw that at McDonald's. I was like, what happened at McDonald's that this was a problem that they had to bring up?
You know what?
Was this like an internal or external problem?
I'm sure it was probably an internal affair right there.
My God.
Yeah, but guess what? It probably didn't stop anybody. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, you want to know what I saw? Do you want to know?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
might as well.
So I was marching over here with all my bags and stuff, right?
Marching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I walk to Reed's house now. I don't drive.
Yeah, she's economically friendly.
No, that is not the reason. I just don't want my car to get trashed because this house has bad luck.
You didn't have to say that.
Well, it is.
Okay, I get it.
Either way, so I was marching over here. I looked in this guy's yard and I was like, oh my God! You know what I saw?
A dog.
Yeah, but what kind?
A chihuahua.
No, it was a baby beagle.
Oh my God.
Its ears were still touching the floor and it was just like, wada wada wada. And I was like, ah!
Did you kidnap it?
It was so cool. It walked away from me.
Was it just by itself?
Well, it was in a fenced in yard.
Damn. You should have kidnapped it.
But
anyway.
There was another dog.
Oh.
Like a duck hunting dog or something.
Oh, that. Yeah.
And that motherfucker was barking at me.
Yeah.
I think he scared the little beagle boy.
Yeah, he probably would have ate you up.
And put his little tail between his legs, just waddle, waddle, waddle away.
And he waddled away.
He really did.
Did you ask him if he had any grapes?
No, I just assumed he'd come back the next day.
Damn.
My button's not working. Help me.
A few moments later. A few moments later.
Why are half my buttons not working?
Can you stop spamming all of the buttons?
Well, it's easier for me to...
I don't know why it's not working.
Well, how am I supposed to hit them if they're not gonna work, Reed?
Oh my god. Well, you're just gonna be down to the four buttons today. I apologize to you and the audience, but that's just how it is.
I don't like this!
Can you stop spamming the buttons that make noise? Kelsey! Fuck!
I have six buttons here, everybody. And my yay button and my theatrical music button are not working. And it's driving me bonkers.
Yeah, I mean, you could, you know, pause it and try to figure it out quick.
No, it's fine. They're on there. I see them. They're just not want.
Oh, God, did you break it?
No. Nope, still recording. We're good. It's just not working.
Yeah, I can see that. That doesn't mean you need to, like, panic and hit all fucking four of the buttons that do work.
On the contrary, Reed, I do.
What are you talking about?
No, it's in my head, and my head goes to my hands. It's in the nervous system, Reed.
Oh, is that
I'm having a nervous reaction.
It's a tick, man. It's a tick. I have to.
I do, and I, I'm out.
You're out? We haven't even started yet.
A few moments later.
All right, I'm back.
Fucking
This is not fun. What happened to my buttons? It's so upsetting to me.
Oh my god. Dude, just pause it and fix them.
I don't think I can.
Just pause it. Just pause the recording.
Big Brother fixed shit.
Yeah, it just needed reloaded.
It needed to just not do that to me.
Dude, we'll have to test them before we start recording next time, okay? I don't know what happened. You broke it. You probably hit too many buttons in the last recording, and it was like, all right, we got to take two.
Should I do that other thing again?
No! Oh. I don't think the
you
people
said it worked.
Need... I said it kind of worked, but
I
that
told them
doesn't...
this was going to be a bad episode.
Oh, my
They've
God.
Been
Who
pre-warned.
Did you tell?
I put it in the last podcast.
The next one's going to suck?
Yeah, I said that I'm going to be button crazy.
My God. Okay, well, I'll give you a warning. If you don't want to listen to this next bit, just skip 20 seconds forward, okay?
Oh, I can do it?
Yeah, you can
okay,
do it.
Okay, you guys right. ready for this shit?
20 seconds.
What did I do? I did it.
A few moments later.
8 months later. 6 and a half months later.
So much later that the old narrator got tired of waiting, and they had to hire a new one.
Don't you guys love that?
Welcome back to everybody who didn't want to hear that fucking nonsense. Anyway, yes, we fixed the buttons. It's great. Kelsey's so happy now. The smile on her face has just brightened up the whole place.
That is so great. That should just, like, we should have it looped so it just does that. Well, it kind of takes away all of my fun, too.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. That's half of your fun is pushing of the buttons.
It really is. You guys, yeah. I don't think you understand how much excitement I get from really stupid shit.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Like,
but, you know.
Realistically, my life is just... it's questionable to a point, and then it's just like, wow.
It's most literally and figuratively... She has fun pushing buttons. Really?
Yeah.
Really, really big problem.
Yeah.
But is what it is.
But it's fine. So...
On to not the buttons.
Yeah?
What are we talking about today?
Cue the intro.
Cryptic Crossroads Podcast.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
So,
she's excited.
Somebody was talking around me.
Talking around you? Oh, Jesus.
I heard the word, okay? I heard the word hog, And I was like, hog, what's the hog doing, you know? And I was just like, hog, 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 hog. Like, there's a thing, there's, you know, there's a thing. There's a thing that was connected to the thing. That, you know, my head, you see, it was spinning. It was going like, what is the thing? What is the thing?
And sure.
I kept looking up hog, and it just was showing me pictures of pigs, obviously.
Of course.
But, you know, I was just hoping something would finally fucking, like, show me what I was looking for. And then, like, the 18th time that I searched hog, I realized I was looking for a hog goblin. And then I realized that it's not called a hog goblin.
No. No, it's not.
It's not.
It's a hob, like hob. The Hobbit.
Yeah. So, excuse me while my eyes dry from all of my excitement tears. If you didn't know they're a thing, they are a thing. There's also nervous tears and just, like, I don't even know.
Tears.
Well, if I talk to somebody, I think I've mentioned this before, but it might have been in one of the episodes that got deleted. But if I see somebody that's, like, super important, like, just, like, I think they're better than me or something, like, they'll say hi to me, I'll start saying hi, and I just, like, literally start crying because I'm just like, oh my god, somebody important is talking to me. Like, what do I do? What do I, somebody help me? You know?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You're hopeless.
So, in lack of better terms, I suppose. So, we are talking about the Hobgoblin today.
Really? Interesting.
Yes, and I was trying to find some cool story about somebody and hobgoblins, and all it fucking showed me was Marvel, and I was like, I didn't even know there was a section about hobgoblins in Marvel, but whatever, we'll get into that too.
Yeah
I'm gonna read the bio
yeah.
Oh, okay. Mr. Hobgoblin or whatever the fuck it is, I don't even know. Okay, we'll get into it later.
Sure.
But right now, oh my gosh, these tears need to stop. It's not that cool anymore, Kelsey. Calm down.
Oh, good God.
Ooh.
A few moments later.
So, a hobgoblin, right?
Yes.
Is a household spirit.
It's a what now?
It's a household spirit.
It according, was... wait, who is this according to? Okay, I'll wait.
Wiki.
Wiki. The all powerful Master Wiki.
Stop. You are doing this to me. Reed's making me cry again, you guys. I'm so nervous. This is not my typical episode, okay? Calm down. It's okay.
Wow.
Okay, so, according to Wiki,
yes,
Hobgoblin is a household spirit appearing in English folklore. What does that sound like to you, Reed?
Like one of those little bastards that hides your fucking your pencils and shit. Hides your knickknacks.
Are you talking about anything specific?
Well, what according a hobgoblin according to me is like an evolved form of a goblin from like fantasy realm.
Yeah.
I guess what am I trying to think of? I don't know. I
think I know what you're trying to maybe think of, but you're
it.
Wrong. So.
Excuse you.
But no, I like when I hear a household spirit appearing in English folklore, I would assume there's, you know, a lot of little like fairy tales about it and all this other shit. I can't fucking find any. Excuse my language.
Yeah. Apparently we swear too much. So. It's not going to change.
You guys.
But yeah, it's definitely not going to change.
No. So.
Just have to get used to it.
I mean, we might use buttons a little bit better and cover it, but.
Kelsey might cover hers, but mine are. She's going to have to predict. I guess I'm pretty predictable, though, so maybe. Maybe she'll just get really good at it.
I might. I have to get used to pressing buttons at the appropriate times first. That's a whole other story. Anyways, let's get back on topic. So, they were once considered helpful, but.
Really?
Then. The spread of Christianity had started to consider them mischievous.
You know, they also didn't like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh cards back in the day. That was,
yeah.
It's like witchcraft.
You know what? What isn't witchcraft, really? Unicorns? Damn devils.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. Anyways, so some people will use this as like a the kind of word that you use to describe something. Adjective? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo, woo. Haven't been in school for a while. Can you tell?
Oh, goodness.
So, like, the hog.
The hog?
The hobgoblin portion of my mind was what created this outcome. It's kind of like an example of something that people would say.
A hobgoblin?
The hobgoblin portion of my mind is what created this outcome.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the mischievous part of the brain.
So it's basically like, you know, you got your little angel and your little devil on the shoulder, except now you got your little hobgoblin and your unicorn on your shoulder.
Yes. To go into our hobgoblin.
Hobgoblin.
Hobgoblin. I think at least people of my generation will remember the very, very, very loved movie of my people.
What's the movie?
Leave me Spiderwick Chronicles?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
do you remember
they did
that?
Have a little green gremlin dude.
Hog Squeal?
Yeah.
And do you remember what his
superpower
was?
I think that's actually what I was thinking
of. I know, but you were probably thinking of the little, like, elf dude thing that lives in the cupboard. That's why I said, I think I know what you're talking about, but it's not him, because he used to, like, actually move stuff around the house and be a little mischievous little butt, you know? Asshole. But... But no, Hog Squeal, right? He finds these kids, and one of their brothers gets kidnapped by the, I don't even know, awful little torturous little devil dude, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Hog Squeal, he's also captured, but then Simon, the brother, he finds Hog Squeal in this bird's cage, because, you know, he likes to eat birds, so he got himself stuck in a cage. Fair. And then he's like, whoa! I can show you guys, because they had to look through this little seeing eyeglass and able to see any of these little fairy tale creatures. So Hog Squeal's like, I got you. Shh, open your fucking eyes and look at me. And they're like, what?
Oh, yeah, and he hawks
the He spits right in their fucking eyeballs. And they're like, oh, man, what are you doing? And they're like wiping the fucking boogers.
Yeah, the eye boogers. Yeah.
All out of their eyes. But then they can see everything. They don't need to use the little stone, and they're just, like, equipped, right? Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah, they're ready
awesome.
For fucking battle at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, no, this dude, like, he's a little mischievous, but, like, super, like, on the good side and, like, super cool, and, you know, he's probably my favorite character. Honestly, we should watch it again. It's a good movie.
Dude, I haven't seen that.
They're making another one, or they made another one, one of the two.
Probably a good 15
did you know
years.
That?
I did not.
Yeah. What were the brothers that they used in that movie? I don't remember.
The brothers? I think it's the doctor, the good doctor. Ooh, I think he's the main character.
They're twins in the movie.
Indeed.
So, but yeah, so his spit gives them sight so that they can see all these
all the fairy tale creatures.
Animals. Sorry. Oh, wow. But, so I'll get a little bit more into the Spiderwick Chronicles, but first I'm going to go back to the purpose of the hobgoblins. So, according to Webster Dictionary, right?
The Webster Dictionary, of course.
The Merriam-Webster.
Oh, yes. Master Merriam.
I'm just going to quote this, right? While a goblin is traditionally regarded in folklore as a grotesque, evil, and malicious creature... A hobgoblin, I'm sorry, tends to be more about creating mischief. And then something about Shakespeare and something and whatever else.
So it's basically just a teenage goblin. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so...
Classic.
You know, they just... Well, you know...
Get on
I just
it.
Think it's very interesting that he was, like, very much, like, supposed to be, like, a good spirit in your house to help you with blah, 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 and then... He gets changed into this mischief little fucking little asshole, right?
Yeah.
But then everybody, like, when you hear Hobgoblin, you're like, that's a fucking little evil dude, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but he's not. He's just over there spitting in people's eyes.
He's just...
He's trying to help him out, man.
He's just doing Just doing what he can.
He really is. Getting, you know, distracted by all those birds. It's like common blonde squirrels.
You gotta eat, you know.
Birds. He's so funny. If you guys haven't watched the movie, please go do it, because it's just, it's a good one. Not sponsored, but...
Probably should be.
We should be. Anyways.
Bring that movie back.
So this is on the Spiderwick Chronicle page for fandom.
Oh, yeah. They had a whole book in there, didn't they?
Well, they really did. Yes, it was pretty, it was pretty good. Pretty good. I haven't read it. Go read it. Tell me how it is in the comments below. Anyways, so let's go into some of the characteristics and traits of the Hogsqueal, the Hobgoblin.
Sure.
All right. So, Hogsqueal was an opportunist not to be trusted because he could abandon friends in dangerous situations. He always did what suited the moment best for him.
Well, gotta look out for number one.
I mean, hey, if I'm not there to help you, then you're not getting help at all. So, put your own mask on first, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like most other hobs, okay?
Yeah.
He was born without teeth. Right, we're following.
Oh, damn.
And therefore, often stealed, this is how they put it in here, okay, I'm quoting this, stealed newly loosed milk teeth from human childs.
Damn. So that's like the Tooth Fairy, but like the prison version.
Yeah, with a pig face.
Could you imagine? The Tooth Fairy was real and it was just this ugly little fucking... frog-looking creature that came into your fucking window at night and
Pig
stole your teeth.
Frog bat goblin thing that's the size of your forearm.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Oh, God.
I mean, like, if it was Hogsqueal coming into my house, I'd be like, hey, man, what's up? You want a sandwich?
Really? Not a bird?
I mean, if he wants to take care of my bird problem, that's a bonus for me. But, I mean, I can make him a sandwich. I can't provide him a bird.
You can give him some chicken.
I know where a woodpecker lives.
Yeah.
In my dead tree. In my backyard.
In there, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of your backyard, you want to tell the audience what you did to that poor rabbit?
Okay, so I have a portion of my yard fenced off, right?
Right.
And the fucking rabbit, okay, so it snowed a little bit ago, and the fucking rabbit, he kept pooping and pissing all outside the fucking outside of my fence. And my dogs were trying to, like, shovel it in so that they could eat it, and I was like, dude, I don't need fleas in my house. It's unnecessary. I don't want them. I don't need them. I don't want them. So get out, right?
Right.
So... I was talking to my grandma. I was like, Grandma, I need help. I got a bunny that lives under my tree and it keeps pooping in my yard. And then she was like, I got you. She went to the store. She got me this, like, repels all. I think that's literally what it's called. And so you just, like, spray that. And it's not, it does not kill anything. Okay. It's just a repellent. But you spray that in your yard. It's supposed to keep away, like, bunnies and birds and squirrels and blah, 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 blah. Right?
Word.
So I sprayed my whole fucking backyard. I was freaking out. I was just going everywhere. I was sick of that shit. Literally.
Literally.
So, and then I was walking over here, like, the day after I sprayed it, and I saw a dead bunny on the road, and it looked a hell of a lot like the bunny that I was trying to get rid of out of my backyard. So I stepped in its fucking guts.
Not only did you kick this rabbit out of his lovely little home that he made in your backyard, you disgraced his dead body.
His guts shouldn't have been all over the road. Get out of my way. I'm walking here.
Oh, my God. Yeah, PETA, we need to talk to Kelsey.
I'm walking here.
What the fuck are you talking
about? That's my accent, Reed.
That was really bad.
I thought it was not... the best, but it could have been worse.
Needs some work. You should probably practice some more in the shower.
So should you.
What are you talking about?
Come on, man. We need some more, not just change of pitch voices.
I can't. We came up with some great voices in the last book reading.
You're welcome. I don't remember what we did, to be honest.
I still pulled it off.
Well, because of me.
You inspired me, but I still pulled it off.
Either way, I'm just saying, I want a Russian, an Australian, a European, an English, like an old English. I want you to master all the accents.
You want me to master them?
Yeah. Get an Egyptian accent. I'd assume, you know how like their heads go side to side, like getting the snake to follow you type thing?
Uh-huh.
I'd assume your vocals would do the same thing. So they, yeah. I don't really, that's more Indian.
I think you're kind of tossing some really different cultures.
Well,
in
you know,
there,
like walk like an Egyptian. You
yes,
know?
I know. Just, I get
yeah,
what you're.
I don't know.
I get where you're coming from.
I have to explain it because they can't see me. So.
Yeah. One day. But yeah, it might be an extra while.
Gobstoppers. Sorry.
Looking at candy now.
No. It's a nickname. It's a nickname that they call the hobgoblins.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
You think?
No. Okay, let's get back to my story.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. Oh, the tears, they're just coming down, I tell you guys what. So... Hogsqueal often used awkward insults to address humans and other fairies. He never called anyone by their real name. All of the known insults used by Hogsqueal, and we will wrap up with this portion for the Spiderwick Chronicles portion anyways. Dribble puss. Cat whipper. Beetlehead. Candy butt. Turtlehead. Jingle brains. Chicken beaked, Nibhead, Dumbelina, Mucky Pups, Ninny Hammers, Pestle Heads, Goober Nuts, Jib. Gibbernols. I'm not even halfway done.
Jesus.
I can't. Reed's going to have to continue. We're right about here.
Oh my god, hang on, let me move closer. Gibbernols. Fiddlewizzits. Prawn-headed. Chuckleheads. Chitterblains. Snailheads. Gobstoppers. Yaffner. Crazy Kipper. Naughty. Surly Boots. Pumpkinhead. Chatterbasket. That's probably god. You.
Do you think so?
I think so.
I don't think I talk that much.
Lily pants, beetle guts, snotters,
dude,
nose pickers.
Like, how do you come up with this shit?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
You want me to finish?
Yeah.
Okay. Lump meat, trash hounds, scallywags. That's a classic.
Yeah.
It's a pirate reference.
Yeah. See, you can work on that accent too. Hey, you scallywag. I'm coming for ya with my hook.
How many fucking times am I going to have to use a pirate in our storytelling?
There's probably Peter Pan in there, maybe.
There's probably more than one. You're right.
Exactly.
Of course.
So fuck off.
Monkey toasted. Cracker Jack headed. They really like the headed ones, don't they?
Yeah.
Cruddy mouth breather.
Does he really use all of these in the movie, or is this like...
Disney it?
Probably throughout the book, too.
This is probably throughout the book. I don't imagine that he used all of these
in the movie. That'd be a lot. Could you imagine like trying to like write that in?
We need all of them. No, we need to cut at least six. No, we need all of them.
Oh my goodness.
He would have a lot of showtime.
You really
would.
To
be honest, because it's not like he'd be rattling these off left and right.
No, right? Yeah. All right. So now we're going to move to the Marvel. Okay. And this is the last section. We're wrapping up with this one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And just for all of you Marvel fans, I'll tell you his score, right? Okay. He's got a 3 for durability. I think this is out of
10 or 5.
I think it's out of 6.
Oh, it's kind of a dumb number. Whatever.
Or 8. No, it's out of six.
That's pretty sad. All right.
Anyway, so three for durability, three for energy, two for fighting skills. Oh, the poor guy. Three for intelligence, three for speed, and four for strength. So he's a little bit hefty.
Yeah. He's kind of like middle range.
Just, yes. Yes.
He's a grunt, basically.
Well, and pawn. So, like, actually in the Marvel fan base, whatever, he's 5'11". So he's, like, almost my height.
Yeah. Like, from what I know.
And he's 185 pounds.
From what I know about goblins and hobgoblins in my fantasy realm with my anime and stuff, goblins are, like, you know, 2-3 feet tall.
Right.
Hobgoblins, like, evolved form of that. So they're, like, 5 feet tall, 6 feet tall, maybe.
Well, I don't think so. I think they're pretty closely related. I think they're about the same height.
Well, it depends. It depends. In the show that I'm watching, they can range from...
You're watching a show about hobgoblins?
Like, oh, it's about goblins right now.
Oh, gotcha.
They're, like, from, like, probably 4 to 5.5 feet tall, probably.
Interesting.
If you count the other ones all at 3 feet tall.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a pretty substantial difference. And then after that, you have ogres, and ogres are...
Ogres!
Yeah.
30 feet tall. All right, I'm going to get into this. So, Roderick Kingsley was a successful fashion designer and millionaire who had built his empire through underworld ties and unethical practices. One of his criminal associates, George Hill, had stumbled upon one of the secret lairs of the original Green Goblin. He relayed this information to Kingsley, who killed him to ensure the secret would remain hidden. Reading through Norman Osborn's journals and examining the various goblin, quote-unquote, paraphernalia, and weaponry, Kingsley found himself enthralled with the idea of becoming a costumed criminal. Therefore, he forged a new identity. Oh my goodness.
He turned full goblin, didn't
he? Therefore, he forged a new identity, fuck you, with an altered costume as the hobgoblin. Using information he acquired from journals left behind by Norman Osborn, Kingsley intended to blackmail several key figures, including J. Jonah Jameson and Osborn's son, Harry. Inevitably, this drew him into conflict with Spider-Man, who Kingsley saw as only a nuisance and had only planned to deal with him in afterthought. After being beaten soundly by the web-slinger several times, Kingsley became obsessed with reproducing Osborn's original strength-enhancing formula so he could deal with Spider-Man more efficiently. Not wanting to suffer the insanity that plagued Norman Osborn as a result of exposure to formula, Kingsley decided to test it on a small-time thug named Arnold Lefty Donovan. Is any of this sounding remotely familiar?
Yeah, it's not the Green Goblin, because that's Norman Osborn.
Right.
For all of you who don't know. That's the, if you watch the very first Spider-Man movie, the Green Goblin, we're not talking about him. We're not talking about Harry, his son. We're talking about somebody else who I think wears like more of like a Halloween themed goblin suit.
Yeah.
If you can imagine that.
Right. So after exposing him to the formula, Kingsley had Donovan attack Spider-Man in the disguise of the hobgoblin. Kingsley monitored Donovan's vitals from afar. Checking for anomalies, Spider-Man defeated Donovan and unmasked him. But before he could compromise Kingsley's identity, he remote-controlled the goblin glider to clash, killing him.
Damn. Just so, cut him out that quick, huh?
Yeah, so if you guys want to read more, this will be posted in the notes, but I'll just tell you the last sentence of this whole story. He then quietly retired to the Caribbean. Da, da, da!
Wow. That was such a good quote.
Thank you.
That's so...
Well, it's not really a quote. I was just, like, telling you, like, it gets better for somebody. I don't know who.
Somebody!
Somebody's having fun!
Is going on a nice little vacation.
Of course. So, yes, that is the story of the Hobgoblin.
Huh.
Any thoughts, ideas, comments, concerns?
Well, I mean, I don't really, I'm not really a huge fan of the Marvel Hobgoblin character.
Well, he's not a fan of you either.
Well, I mean, he's just a ripoff version of the Green Goblin.
Fair.
Which was much more both developing for Spider-Man and prominent in the stories, I suppose you could say. I'd almost put Hobgoblin as like a side character. Almost.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. They said that he really wasn't involved anymore outside of his like miniseries.
Yeah.
No. In the Marvel universe.
I can't imagine that one would have caught traction very well.
If they made him as cute as they did in the Spider-Man Chronicles, it fucking would have. But
he was, well, I mean, I don't know what the dude looked like under the mask, but the mask was not cute. If you're asking about that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, that's a good take. That's not like where I, you know, am used to thinking of hobgoblins and stuff like that. Says.
Well, to be honest, I had no idea what it was. Like, I just, like, knew the word, and I was just like, we gotta get into this, because if I'm this confused, my listeners, there are even more.
Yeah, so if that didn't clear it up for you, or if you want, like, a different aspect, I can probably...
Good fucking luck.
Me?
There was nothing.
Well...
This was a remote topic.
You probably were very centered in your...
I was.
Searches.
I was really trying to look for little stories that were funny and stuff. And you know, I'm sorry to disappoint you guys, but you know what? It was a fucking awesome episode.
I mean, you probably were looking for hobgoblins themselves when you probably needed to look for, like, you know, what we were talking about earlier, little house trolls.
Fair enough. Yeah.
In your folk stories, anyway.
Well, let's kick this to the pre-outro. Kill the pre-outro!
Now that you made it through the meat of the pod, now let's get to the cast.
AKA bloopers. So, you want to know another reason why I wanted to talk about this topic today?
Oh, goodness. Is there something coming up that I didn't put on my calendar?
No. Not that I know of.
The sad thing. The only thing that's on my calendar is when I got fucking fired. Laid off.
Yeah. Well, we did not talk about the blood moon.
Yeah,
not
or the eclipse.
Moon. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the eclipse.
4 minutes and some odd seconds of total blackness. For some people. Granted, it rained or was cloudy most places. And did you know that, was it to Philadelphia? Some of the flights were like $1,500 just to go there.
Oh, absolutely.
And they got like rained out. And I was like...
Oh, God.
It was somewhere.
Well, I think the next one is not for a really long time.
In the States, I think it's supposed to be another 20 years.
Yeah, which sucks for,
well,
for all you.
You know, all to you be honest, so I heard that there were some schools that, not around here, but some schools in general that like closed for the entire day just to go watch it and stuff. And I was just thinking, I was like, I really didn't think this was that important.
It's cool.
Is it that cool though?
It's cool if you think, like, okay, here's why it's cool. The sun, really, 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 really far away, right?
Yep.
The moon, it's far away, but it's not that far away.
Yeah.
But it's perfectly far away that when this happens, it has that perfect ring around the moon. That's why it's cool. Like, if it was like half the size of the circle, it wouldn't be as cool. But it's literally just about the perfect size to perfectly block out the sun.
You know, I just really don't think it's that.
When it lines up,
I
like
mean,
that,
it
dude,
looks
it's...
cool, but like, take a photo and like, that's all I need from it for like the next rest of my life.
Dude, obviously you're not an astronomy nerd.
I am not. No, like... I'm not. People look at stars and they're like, oh, look, it's the Big Dipper. It's the Little Dipper. I'm like,
dude,
fuck are you looking at? It's a fucking star, dude.
To be fair, our view of the stars today is a lot shittier than it used to be.
And yet I still don't know what the fuck anybody's talking about.
Well, that's because you're ignorant.
Okay. Yes, I am.
But you know what's really cool to look at? Huh. Jupiter.
The big gas giant?
Yeah. One, the red spot lasts for fucking ever. Anyway.
Big ol' storm.
Huge storm. But it has like 55 moons that just circle it.
Is it 55 moons?
I'm pretty sure it's 55.
How many moons does Jupiter have? 95.
90. Well.
You were fucking wrong.
Well, that's, I guess I take the L on this one. But you anyway, it's a lot. It's a lot.
I thought it was 11, so I take the double L. It's fine. Sorry.
But yeah, no. The cool thing is, there's moons on Jupiter that are like
on
potentially.
Jupiter?
That is not how I meant to say it, but we'll roll with it. In Jupiter's orbit or whatever.
Right.
That could potentially have life.
No way!
Yeah, well, I don't know why you gotta look at me like that, okay? Like, one of them is covered in ice, but it has, like, an ocean under the ice.
They say that there's water on the moon, or there was water on the moon, or some shit. Our moon.
It might be frozen on the backside of the moon, maybe?
Also, at some point... Recently, I believe, anyways, they have recently found a planet emitting light.
Really?
Way far away.
Well, yeah, they're not really close. But here's a question for you.
No, I wouldn't go.
Not what I was going to ask. Do you think it's a good idea to find life or not a good idea?
Well, see,
and we'll go with intelligent life, like.
Okay.
We'll go with intelligent
life. Because I was going to say that I feel like 95% of the chance if we did find life, it would be fucking like microorganisms. But intelligent, you know, like kind of like us in most ways.
They can think or whatever.
All right. Well,
a few moments later.
Yeah.
You think it's a good idea?
Yeah.
So, one of the theories is like the Fermi paradox where there's, you know, no life out there or whatever. One of the cooler / scarier like ideas is, what is it? The dark woods theory or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's close to that. I don't remember exactly what it's called. But, you know, in, let's say you were just, bam, dead in the middle of the Amazon jungle at night, right?
But not actually dead, just...
No, you're alive.
Okay.
Anyway. And you hear a twig snap.
Yeah.
Like
my eyes
50,
are open and I can't see anything anyways.
You, mm-hmm. Right? Like, you're probably terrified.
Exactly.
One, all of the predators around you... probably go into that spot.
You think so?
In like, probably, because obviously out in the wild you're hungry.
Right.
And things are a lot more like desperate than, you know, you and I have it.
Right.
But then there's people like obviously you out there in the Amazon. You hear that twig snap.
I'm fucking
you're
right.
Going the other way.
Yeah, right.
Right? So in like this dark woods theory of if there's life out there, like maybe we shouldn't be sending signals because maybe the other planets that did back in the day were found by these predator civilizations and just taken out. And that's one way where we can't find anything.
So my take on this.
Yeah.
Which I think that's fascinating, right? I'm
sure.
Not taken away from that. It's I think that the chance that we were to find anybody,
yeah,
and say there is civilizations like that out there, they probably already fucking know about us.
Oh yeah, we're fucked.
So like if we're fucked, we're fucked anyways.
Absolutely.
So, like, yeah, if we see somebody else, I'd be like, hey, neighbor, you got a cup of sugar for me, you know? Like, yeah. I'm about that life. But yeah, I'm really not because I don't talk to my neighbors.
It's fine. It's fine and dandy. Seeing an alien, that'd probably be cool. Seeing the alien, like, coming down my door and just beating my ass probably wouldn't be cool.
Could you imagine how long it would take for us to, like, really, truly, fully trust a different civilization?
It would not be within our generation.
Honestly, I don't think it would ever happen because, I mean, you look at our countries right now, we can't trust each other, and we've been around this entire time.
Yeah, that's because, one, like, too many people have power.
Yeah.
And too many people that shouldn't have power.
Right.
I mean, if you look at, like...
Learn to share, you fuckers.
If you look at our government specifically, like, most of our congressmen are criminals in some aspects.
Men.
That's not what I was talking about.
Oh.
They're criminals.
I just think they're all too old.
Being old is a good and a bad thing.
You're ready to retire? Get the fuck out. That's how I feel.
If you're too old,
if you probably can afford to retire, seriously, move. Get out.
But yeah, aliens. I could see it being really cool if they weren't intelligent life. Like if we went to one of these moons that had an iced over ocean and we saw like an alien fucking dolphin. I think that'd be cool.
It would be really fucking sick.
I would not think it would be cool if we, you know, looked in our telescopes one day and there was this ship coming our direction. That would not be cool.
That's fair.
I think that would be hide your children, hide your wife. Such a situation.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So.
So.
We did not get to why I also wanted to talk about this today, but we will keep that for you next week. It will be our opener. So you will just have to stay tuned, my friends.
You're going to leave them on a cliffhanger?
Gotta love it.
We could just make it a long one.
Nope.
Damn, Kelsey's greedy. Sorry, kids.
It's worth it.
I hope you're excited. I hope she remembers. If she forgets...
I'll write it down right now so that I won't... You want to hear me scribble it on this paper?
Please, no ASMRing this.
Tell
podcast.
Them about the thing.
Do not write the thing.
About... I'm such a slow writer.
You only had about... Maybe if you wouldn't work on your fucking hand craftsmanship, you would be fine.
It's written down. It says, tell him about the thing.
Yeah, oh my God, you did not write the thing. I will make sure that she does not forget.
All right, bye.
Peace.
Congratulations, you've made it through the end of the podcast. We hope you liked it. Go pour a tall drink.
One for me, too.
Or, you know, if you partake in other things, that too.
Word. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Please follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Spotify. Go to Facebook. Follow us there. Now, like and comment. If you don't like it, please comment. Tell me why you didn't like it.
Also, we want to do viewer episodes this fucking season. So y'all comment your fucking stories and let us know what you want us to talk about.
DM if you don't want your stories to be foretold in the comment section.
And if you want to remain anonymous, you just message us and nobody gotta know. Okay?
It's going to be a really long outro.
Love ya. Bye.
Bye.